Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Oh, a great tackle by Steve Tasker. Into the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown.
And he's got it at the 10-yard line.
Touchdown. Touchdown. Touchdown, Buffalo. The Bills win it in overtime.
Welcome to One Bills Live. Steve Tasker along with this day's co-host, Maddie Glab. It's a nice cloudy day here in Orchard Park. The Murph and the entire Bills organization, not the entire Bills organization, but all the team, they're all headed down to Dallas. So Maddie steps
they
in
left
from Murph.
Us.
Left us high and dry. Here we are on a cloudy
it's
day in Orchard
Steve
Park.
And I.
And I always start these shows with an apology because I know there's going to be, during the course of the next 3 hours, when I'm hosting the show, I'm going to screw it up about
no,
one or two
you're
times.
Not. You're not. Yeah. You're going to be
so I just
amazing.
Apologize in advance. You're afflicted with my hostship today.
Nope. You're going to be amazing because you were just named to the Class of 2020 semifinalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
As a, not a, not as a radio
there,
host,
Steve.
I'll tell you that. It's not the broadcast Hall of Fame. It's the flip, you know. So
got to get
go.
You in there.
Our Hall of Famer in residence is now on a flight to Dallas with the Buffalo Bills. And wish him luck. The Bills are Bills are headed to Dallas to play on Thanksgiving. It's kind of
so
a big
exciting.
Deal.
It's so exciting.
It
is a big deal. And these players were asked about it being a big deal during the week, during the very short week, Monday and Tuesday, before they headed out to Dallas. They'll be flying in the next half an hour probably.
Yeah.
But a lot of them said, of course, it's just another game. But I was thinking, and yes, it is just another game, but I think it is so cool that this program under Bean and McDermott and the Pegulas, they get to put their culture on a national stage. I think that's really important. And to show the world what they have been building over the last 3 years. These are guys that work hard. These are guys that love each other. And I think the opportunity to put that culture on a big stage is just so amazing for this organization, for Buffalo, for the community, for a team that people say is a bunch of misfits that are made up together, to people that say Buffalo is just, you know, the black sheep, if you will, of the NFL, you know, a team that always gets these 1 o'clock slots. This is an 8-3 team that's playing some great football.
Yeah, it is. And we've got Maddie Glab in, and as you just heard, she's going to be with us all day today. We've got a good show for you. We're going to have at 12:30, the bottom of this hour, we're going to have Field Yates, the ESPN NFL insider. He's also the host of Fantasy Focused Football Podcast. He'll take some of your questions about your fantasy teams at the end of our segment with him. We always talk about the Bills and around the National Football League. Also, we've got a Dallas reporter, ESPN Dallas NFL reporter. He's been with ESPN since 1998. He's covered the Cowboys since 89. Ed Werder is going to come on at 1 o'clock for us. We're going to try and FaceTime with him, but obviously he's down there getting ready for the game as well. We also have Ryan Kelly. He's an NFL Films senior producer. He's been with NFL Films for over 17 years, and he produced a show that is going to come out this Friday night, A Football Life, Bruce Smith. I was lucky enough to be interviewed for that. I'm in that program a little bit. It's all about our boy Bruce Smith, 200 sacks, and all the things that he's done in his life on and off the field. All that's coming on the show today. We're also going to take your phone calls. Maddie Glab and I are going to talk about all things Buffalo Bills. This is a kind of a big deal to play on Thanksgiving Day. In the NFL, it means something when you have that game. And
you've played in what, one Thanksgiving game?
Yeah, just once, like in 1994 in the last century. The Cowboys at home on Thanksgiving, they've got 31 wins and 19 losses on Thanksgiving. They've got one tie. They've hosted a home game on Thanksgiving every year since 1966, with the exceptions of 1975 and 1977, where they played a Thanksgiving Day, I think, in St. Louis against the Cardinals. That was back when they were in the same division with the St. Louis Cardinals. Jason Garrett, head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, he's at home on Thanksgiving. He's been done it nine times. This will be his 10th time coaching the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. He's 4-5.
Dang.
And there you go. So, and the Cowboys overall at AT&T Stadium, this will be the 11th game, the 11th year of the new stadium, Jerry World. They're 5-5 at home on Dallas Cowboys Day, on Thanksgiving as Dallas Cowboys. They're 5 wins, 5 losses. Jason Garrett is 4-5 in that game. So, and there's a lot of word, too. There's a lot of pressure on him this game.
Yeah.
Cowboys don't beat the Bills tomorrow. Jason Garrett may be a former Dallas Cowboys head coach.
Yeah, there's been a lot of chatter about that this week. And Jerry Jones coming out after the loss to the Patriots on Sunday, saying that he shouldn't be this frustrated with the makeup of the team that they have, kind of putting it on the coaching staff, putting it on Jason Garrett. And it's been interesting to just hear everything that he has to say in his comments. And this game is a big one, and it's everybody's saying it's a must win for the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah. But hey, they're playing a pretty good team tomorrow.
Tough team to beat are the Buffalo Bills. There may be other teams that are more impressive, have tougher records and do all that, but there's the Buffalo Bills are tough out at this point. They've gotten a lot of confidence over their last two wins over inferior opponents, but they thumped both of them. There's also, and when you have that kind of pressure, it'll be interesting to see if that kind of pressure stimulates the Cowboys players to, you know what, I got to show up for our guy. I like Jason Garrett. I want him as our head coach. There's also, and I've heard just this rumor this morning, I'm not going to give you the sort, but it's a total rumor that Chris Richard, who is a passing game coordinator and defensive back coach for the Dallas Cowboys, is being said this guy might be the guy that takes over for Jason Garrett in the interim until the end of the season. Chris Richard, who is on the Cowboys staff right at this moment, under the defensive staff with Rod Marinelli as a coordinator, Chris Richard, the passing game coordinator and defensive backs coach. He may be the guy that gets a chance to coach the Dallas Cowboys for the last month of this season for them.
And you really,
if indeed it goes bad for them tomorrow.
And you really wonder if this chatter could affect the team in a negative way. Now, the Cowboys are a team that there's a lot of chatter every single week about them on the national stage just because they're the Cowboys. And Jason Witten was asked about that chatter this week, and he said, we're the Cowboys. We're talked about every single week on a national level, so it's really not going to get to us. This isn't anything new. So it will be interesting to see how this team lines up on Thursday.
Today's injury report, Wednesday's injury report, Robert Foster, Mitch Morse, and Saran Neal. Robert Foster and Mitch Morse were limited in practice all week. Mitch Morse, of course, with a hand injury. It's hard to play center when you can't grip the football. Robert Foster dealing with a hamstring injury. Ty Nsekhe did not practice all week and is probably doubtful for this game. I haven't heard exactly what he's listed.
Yeah, they ruled Nsekhe out this morning.
And Saran Neal is he'll be concussion good to go. Protocol. He's out of the concussion protocol. For the Dallas Cowboys, their injury report, Lael Collins, knee and back injuries. He was limited in Tuesday and Wednesday. I haven't heard their Wednesday practice, their injury report. This is up till yesterday. Jeff Heath, limited in practice. Zach Martin, limited in practice. Leighton Vander Esch, linebacker. He has not practiced all week. Connor Williams limited in practice. Antoine Woods limited did not practice all week. So we'll see what their latest stature is. If I can get their injury report, which on their website is only up until yesterday, so they haven't really put their injury report in as of today.
Yeah, I think the guys that we're looking at that probably aren't going to play are Antoine Woods and Vander Esch. So a linebacker and their starting nose tackle. So that could impact the game definitely.
Right. So we got Matty Glab in today. So it's Thanksgiving, day before Thanksgiving. I know there's a lot of people traveling today, a lot of people coming home from college. Big night out tonight for most people.
Yeah.
You're going to stay in? Are you going to make your
I'm staying in because I'm flying out at like around six-ish tomorrow morning, going back home to Chicago for Thanksgiving, which I haven't been home for Thanksgiving in like 4 years because usually we are preparing for a game because I was at University of Tennessee the last 4 years, so you're preparing for that Saturday game.
Right.
And we are playing on Thanksgiving this year, which is incredible. Not doing a Bills tonight, so there won't be a post-game show this week. So because of that, I get to go home and spend some time with family.
That's right. That's a great – and let me just tell you something. So I'm like used up until this – radio gig. I was a world-class traveler.
You're a travel pro.
Every weekend of the NFL season. Let me just give you a piece of advice. Yeah, put your happy face on for the ticket counter and for the
sunshine and rainbows.
All those people are working on Thanksgiving and they ain't going to be happy about it. So and they can like send you to the gas chamber. You know, I mean, they'll just like do away with you. They'll ruin your.
I might be half asleep as I walk into that airport.
So be nice to all those people, and be nice to all the people who are working on Thanksgiving.
Oh yeah,
goodness gracious.
Yeah, I mean, they don't want to be working on Thanksgiving. They want to be with their family or relaxing or watching the Bills.
Right. This will be. When I was with CBS, I used to. You know, I didn't work the Thanksgiving. Well, actually, I might have. No, I never worked a Thanksgiving game. I don't think. Maybe as a sideline guy, radio or something. But usually, I was. You know, traveling to do a game as well. Everybody was playing on Thanksgiving, so it's no fun. So for all those people, not only out and about traveling, but all the people around the city who are working today, which not too many places are open. But if you do run into somebody who's pulling a
give them a nice
wage,
smile. Give them a happy Thanksgiving.
Tell them happy Thanksgiving. Tell them that's
thank you, you for feel their doing pain. Your job.
So we're sitting here. So what else? I got to tell you, too, what the question of a lot of Bills fans are asking. This is not our Twitter poll. What do you want to see, Maddie? You've been, you know, you're neck deep in this Bills thing like the rest of us. What do you want to see from this Bills team tomorrow?
I think the Bills are hitting their stride at the right time in the season. Week 13, this team has put up more than 400 total yards in the last two games. I think you're going to need to see something like that because this Dallas Cowboys offense is strong. They're going to put up a lot of yards on the board. I think they're going to need to score, not kick field goals when they get into the red zone or when they get close enough. They're going to need to put touchdowns on the board because I think that's the way you win this game. It's got to be strong from offense. I think the run game has to have a really great game. I think you're going to have to start with your run game and open up your pass through your run game because that their defense isn't as good when it comes to run versus pass. And I think the defense, our defense, the Bills defense, is going to have a really strong game against some talented weapons that they have in Dak, in Zeke, in some of those wide receivers that they have, Amari Cooper, Randall Cobb, Gallup. These are guys that can pretty much be a problem at any point. I'm really looking forward to that Trey White, Amari Cooper matchup. Man, that's going to be so fun to watch.
Yeah, the Cowboys have got some guys. You can say what you want about, you know, Jerry Jones. You don't like Jerry Jones, Dallas, and they're being America's team and how they kind of get the spotlight where teams like Buffalo, Green Bay, some of these other teams kind of get left behind. And no matter, even if the Cowboys stink, everybody watches them and talks about them. But they do have some talented players. Jerry Jones puts together a really tough roster. And you look at Amari Cooper, you look at Randall Cobb, Michael Gallup, all these guys. Tavon Austin is a fast guy. He's a little bit like our own Isaiah McKenzie on the Buffalo Bills, and one of those guys that if they can get the ball in space to him. And of course, Zeke Elliott, who is phenomenal. Their offensive line's full of first round talented guys. I mean, Dak Prescott was in the, not so much now since they're a 6-5 team at the moment, not so much now in the MVP kind of talk, but he's on pace. He's going to throw for almost 5,000 yards this year.
Yep.
He's really having a good year. So this is going to be a real test. I think it's going to be the biggest test for the Bills defense thus far.
Yeah, Dak's got the most passing yards right now in the NFL with 3,433. Averages the second most passing yards a game with 312. Another interesting thing, I think Andre Roberts can play a big part in this game. If he has some good returns, I think that's really going to help out the offense. And he has in the last couple games, and it really has helped Josh and the entire offense set up to get in a good place to score. So
we got a chance, too, to have another Duke Williams sighting this week. Mm-hmm. If Robert Foster can't go because of his hamstring, and he was limited, he practiced some, so he's not completely out. Duke Williams looks like he's going to, you know, get elevated. I don't know. Maybe they'll go with more tight ends and maybe do something off the wall.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. But the last couple weeks, they've been more basic. So they've been running more 11 personnel. So maybe we will see another Duke Williams sighting instead of bringing up Tommy Sweeney.
And I'll tell you, it's interesting, too, because I remember playing like this. If you got Andre Roberts, who is killing it as a return guy, I think he's really dangerous. He was a Pro Bowl return guy, and I think he deserves to be again thus far in the season. And I think it's a lot of it this year. Obviously, there haven't been touchdown returns, but consistency, always getting 10 yards, mm-hmm. a first down, kickoff return team. The Bills lead the league in kickoff returns. So I think it's been a really good year for Andre Roberts. And the reason I bring this up is if you start putting him out there too many snaps of offense, it will compromise his ability to be an effective return mm-hmm. guy. The thinner you spread a specialist like he is, the less well they'll play mm-hmm. as their specialist spot. Yeah. I know it was true of me. I've seen it be true of other guys. Devin Hester disappeared as a return man when they put him in at wide receiver for the Chicago Bears. He stopped getting touchdown mm-hmm. returns because it's just – you can't concentrate on it. So I think if the Bills believe that – that means Duke Williams becomes that third guy, or Isaiah McKenzie becomes that third wide receiver. Yeah. You got Cole Beasley, John Brown, and the third guy is going to be a Duke Williams. It's going to be an Isaiah McKenzie. If it's an Andre Roberts, you compromise something someplace else. It'll be an interesting juggling match to see how the coaching staff handles it. What are your thoughts on a guy like Cole Beasley going back to play in Dallas?
I think that's another great storyline in this game for him to go back to a place where he grew up, a place where he played college football, a place where he played the majority of his NFL career up until now, to see him go back and play against his former team in the Dallas Cowboys. He said once we get into the game, it's really not going to mean that much because it's going up against another team. You obviously want to win this game, but I'm waiting for him to go off in this game. I want to see him have a great game. He had a great game last week. 76 receiving yards. I want to see him have another week like that. I want to see him in the end zone and make a big impact.
You know, it had to be on his mind all week, and certainly the media, when they came into the locker room, they wanted to talk to him about it. Cole Beasley did have some things to say about what it was going to be like to go back to Dallas and play in that game, how he felt about his new home here in Buffalo. And this is Cole Beasley on what it's going to be like to return and play in Jerry World down in Dallas on Thanksgiving.
Part of you that wants to win it, you know, like a little more maybe, I guess. But, I mean, I want to win them all, so it's really not that much different. Going against it'll be fun to go against a lot of guys that I've gone in practice over the last few years, so... I don't know. It'd be cool to do that, and I won't be talking any like serious to him, but it'll just be like some kind of joking around, trash talking.
How was time affected the way you feel about how things ended with you and the Cowboys?
I don't know. I haven't really thought about it. You know, I've been happy here, so kind of focused more on what we've been doing here. So I haven't really thought about it. There's no ill will or anything. I still think I made the right decision. It was the best move for me, and I don't regret it one bit. You know, I've had a blast with these guys, and getting to know these guys has been awesome, and playing with them, and so it's been cool, man. I'm in a role that I wanted to be in anywhere, you know, at that point in time when I was trying to decide where to go. So it's been awesome, you know. I'm getting to do exactly what I want to do here, and you know, I feel like. You know, maybe at that point in time in Dallas, I would have thought maybe, I don't know how many years I got left. Maybe I got like one or two. But now it's like, you know, I'm here and I'm happy and having a great time. So, really, I'll play here till the wheels fall off, man. So, and I love the guys. I love the coaches. Dayball is one of the coolest coordinators I've ever had. So, it's been awesome.
That was Cole Beasley on what it was like. And it seems like he's in a good spot. I mean, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he handled that really well. And, you know, you got to know. I did it for once in my career where I went by. I played for the Houston Oilers, and then you know, midway through 86, I got picked up here in Buffalo, mm-hmm. and then in 88, I had one season, the 87 strike year, and then 88, I got a chance to play against the Oilers. And I don't know, I can't even remember if it was the first game I played against those guys or not, but it was a playoff game home in Buffalo against a team that had drafted me. So I think it's really weird thinking playing because there's no doubt he's got good friends on the Dallas Cowboys roster.
Yeah.
Played there for 8 years.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy has some friends and some history there. So there can't be any ill will towards the players. And it's a business, and that's the way he handled it really well, I thought.
Yeah, this is his first time in his life where he is playing outside of the state of Texas. Grew up in Texas, played at SMU.
At least his home
played
game,
his whole career. Yeah. Mm-hmm. For the Cowboys and is now playing for the Bills. He was asked if he's ever been in the Cowboys opposing locker room. He said, nope, But I think it will look the same. I'm not sure.
Right? Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, because I'll tell you, it's a spectacular facility. You can, people kind of look like, wow, you know, okay, I get it. You know, it's a big kind of over the top. Have you ever been there?
Yes.
It is a spectacular building.
I was there when Mizzou played against Oklahoma State in the Cotton Bowl. It was the year before they started the college football playoff. So it was when it was a little newer. I think that was 2014 it had to be. It's a nice stadium.
It is so big. You almost can't get your mind around how big it is. If they didn't have the big TV screen dropping down from the ceiling from the 20-yard line over to the other 20-yard line. It's a 60-yard screen. If they didn't have that dropping down from the ceiling, it would be so big you couldn't get your mind around how big the place was. It really brings it to scale down. It really makes a nice touch.
And then they have those field level boxes where you can get and basically be on field level.
They're
and
almost
you also
below
get,
field level.
And then you get tickets also to sit in the seats. So you can watch the game from below field level or you can sit in the seats.
Well, by saying below field level, you can walk on the field. You walk over to those boxes. They're
sunken
3 feet. They're sunk down like 3 feet into the ground. So you're standing waist high and you're talking to people who are, you know, lower than you. And that's where their railing is.
Yeah.
They can't see any of the field.
No, that is not a good view.
But it's plush.
But it is plush, and you are right up against the sideline.
Yeah, they've got TVs in there. You get all the in-game camera angles and all the broadcast.
You feel like you're right there.
Yeah, and it catered meal, leather couches. It beats a sharp stick in the eye, I will tell you this. All right, so we're going to go down. All Bills fans are going to have their eyes down in Dallas for the Bills. Here's our Twitter poll for today. Here's what you think. Okay, do you like that the Bills are playing on Thanksgiving? You can call in or phone us. You can give us a tweet at us. You can call us at 803-0550 or 1-888-552-550. We're going to take your calls later in the show. But do you like that the Bills are playing on Thanksgiving? We give you some choices. A, yes. What?
Look at this. Remember, we chose the other
one. I've got the early outline in my hand. You guys are laughing at me. Forget what I just said about the Twitter poll. So somebody's got to bring me out.
So the Twitter poll is... As a Bills fan, what are you most thankful for this season?
All right, so I gave him a glimpse behind.
And we have some options.
I told you, I apologize for me hosting the show already, so you knew I was going to screw it up. So I screwed up the Twitter poll? Is that what you're telling me, Jay Harris?
We have a few options.
We have a few. All right, here we go.
An 8-3 record, one of the options.
Let me just wad that up, throw that away.
Bean and McDermott.
All right, here we go.
Is that what you're most thankful for? Josh Allen progressing or other? And right now we got the poll up. It looks like Josh Allen progressing is winning with 41% of the votes.
I even retweeted the Twitter poll without reading it. So here we go. As a Bills fan, what are you most thankful for this season? Give us a call, 803-0550, 1-888-552-550. What are you most thankful for? An 8-3 record. Brandon Bean, Sean McDermott getting this thing turned around and headed uphill. Josh Allen and his progress, how he's improved and how fun it's been to watch him, or something else. Give us a call. And forget that other Twitter poll that I mentioned.
It's okay. It was the second option.
Right.
We could talk about that too.
I did give him a glimpse into how many questions we had going on.
There's a lot of questions ahead of the Cowboys.
As a Bills
game.
Fan, what are you most thankful for? There's a lot of questions going into the Dallas games. We got Field Yates coming on, Fantasy ESPN NFL Insider. Ed Werder, Dallas NFL reporter for ESPN. He's been down there covering the Cowboys since 1989. And, of course, the executive producer from NFL Films, Ryan Kelly. He is the producer of Bruce Smith of Football Life. He's going to be on later in the show as well. And it's me and Maddie Glab are in today. Is this Dallas game down there, this is going to be a really big test for the Bills defense. I can't get off the fact that
this is the biggest test for the Bills defense so far.
And we have seen Josh Allen take major steps forward. This is one of the other Twitter poll questions we could have put out. Is like, what would be best case scenario? The Bills offense, Josh Allen lights it up in front of the entire planet. Throws for 5, runs for 2.
Oh, my gosh.
Dak Prescott's held scoreless. Game. Right. Have a Lamar Jackson type of game.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be kind of cool. And have our defense shut them, hold them like 3 points. Right?
That would be the cherry on top of a great Thanksgiving meal.
I'm not predicting that. But, you know, it's one of the things you kind of project what you really want this game, what you wish. Because we all have this angst. And I know everybody's like this because I'm the same. You're wringing your hands almost about these games when you see them. You don't know how the team's going to – particularly a team like the Bills who for a long time struggled to score points. And you think, man, are we going to score enough to beat them? Mm-hmm. I know the defense will be pretty solid, but, man, oh, man, if they give up a freaky touchdown or something, that could do it for us. Yep. You know, it's like, ugh. So you go into that's this game in Dallas. Dallas got a great offense. They do. They got a great offense. Great offensive line, an elite running back, a quarterback that is reaping all the benefits of having all the weapons around him.
Still hasn't
and he's playing
paid
for
yet.
A contract.
Yeah.
Right? So they got all this fire under him. And you think, man, oh, man, we got to show up and play really good. And it's their building, and everybody's rooting for them. You're the home, your away team. It's all this show business. All kind, there's 10,000 things that are going to distract you from the game beforehand.
But you
it's
know what?
It's really a worrisome game.
I woke up feeling really good about this game.
You did?
I did. I felt good about it all week because I think we are playing the Cowboys at the perfect time. Yes, Mitch Morse is questionable. Yes, Robert Foster is questionable. Yes, Ty Nsekhe is not going to play. But you know what? Last week against the Broncos, they have some pretty good players on their defensive line. Cody Ford did great against Von Miller. John Feliciano had to move over to center, and then Spencer Long had to come in and play right guard. And the offensive line did not miss a beat. And that goes to what they had to do in training camp, which they mixed up that offensive line every single practice. There were new guys in different positions. I think the offensive line is going to be okay. They're facing another good defensive line who combined what the ends have 14 sacks, I think.
Yeah, they've got guys, yeah. Their defensive ends are DeMarcus Lawrence and Robert Quinn. And they got Malik Collins down inside, Antoine Woods down inside, Michael Bennett is their back. I mean, they got some guys that are starters playing backup for them. They're deep.
This team played their most complete game last week.
All right. Maddie, good to have you in.
I'm feeling good.
We're just getting started here. Field Yates coming on at the bottom of the hour, ESPN NFL Insider. He's going to answer some of your fantasy questions. You can give us a call about our Twitter poll. What are you most thankful for this season at the Thanksgiving mark? The Bills are in Dallas. You're listening to One Bills Live presented by Kaleida Health from the Seneca Studios. This is Buffalo Bills Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to One Bills Live. Steve Tasker along with Maddie Glab, Murph, and the Buffalo Bills are headed to Dallas for Thanksgiving. And we are pleased to be joined now in one of our regular guests throughout the week, and ESPN NFL Insider, and also the host of the Fantasy Focus Football Podcast, Field Yates, on the line with us. Appreciate you coming on. Field, how are you today? It's good to have you back. You're with Steve Tasker, Maddie Glab.
Hey, guys. I appreciate you having me on. Nice to have Maddie filling in for Murph. And Steve, if I could, just wanted to take a moment. Very, very pleased to see your name amongst the 25 semifinalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I think the Pro Football Hall of Fame is a representation of those who have helped shape the course of history in our great sport. And special teams are somewhere between 20 and 22% of the snaps per game, and I'd be hard-pressed to find somebody who did a better, more impactful job in the kicking game than you did, my friend. So I hope to hear your name called amongst the finalists and amongst the inductees here in the next handful of months or so.
Oh, I appreciate that,
Retweet.
Phil. And we'll put a little something in your extra something in your paycheck today. That'd be very nice. Yeah. What do you think about this Thanksgiving game, Buffalo Bills at Dallas Cowboys? What jumps out at you?
Could there be two teams that seem to be, in some ways, on the entirely opposite ends of the spectrum? You've got this Cowboys team that is routinely playing below expectations, and you've got an owner that's calling out his head coach, and then nobody has seemingly stuck up for Jason Garrett in the past few days. Most people, well, it seems the company line has become, well, you know, what Jerry says goes, so we do need to play better, and we are not meeting expectations. Meanwhile, in Buffalo, you have a team that keeps winning, even though people tell them that they're not good enough. A head coach and a GM and an ownership group that are entirely in concert. A fan base that clearly supports this team endlessly. Not the Cowboys fans don't support the Cowboys, too. But it feels like you've got one organization predicated upon harmony and one organization that is predicated upon what feels like a pending overhaul of maybe not the entire coaching staff, but certainly feels like Jason Garrett's on thin ice here in 2019.
If they do, say for instance, and this is all hypothetical, obviously. If the Dallas Cowboys don't play well enough to win that game tomorrow, or even if they play well and the Bills still beat them, and they do decide to make a change, do they realize that they would be making a head coaching change with a team that is in a tie for the lead for the division?
They do, and yet, Steve, my expectation is that if the Bills win tomorrow, I believe. Now, I know there's been some reporting that there won't be a coaching change, but this is not my own reporting. This is just me being a football observer that I would be surprised if Jason Garrett is coaching if they lose this game tomorrow on Friday morning. Doesn't it feel like we have this tidal wave that's approaching fast, and the only thing that can save it is winning a game tomorrow against a very good Buffalo Bills team? That, to me, just observationally seems like where this thing is headed. I could be way off, but I look at tomorrow as make or break for Jason Garrett.
So the spotlight's going to be on Jason Garrett, but it's also going to be on a lot of players on the Bills. Josh Allen and his offense, are they up to the task to go up against a pretty talented Cowboys defense, including that defensive line?
Yeah, I think so. And I think the Cowboys have some areas of vulnerability defensively that the Bills can expose. I think the run defense can certainly be had. That's been a sort of blind spot for them throughout the season. They're dealing with a couple of injuries up front as well that certainly impact that, including Leighton Vander Esch, linebacker, who's really good player, has been banged up with a neck injury of late. But then specific to Josh, Matty, I know that maybe he can be a player that we can point to the accuracy. Like, Josh probably has some warts, so to speak, that people want to point to routinely, the accuracy being the most probably the most notable one. But he's got seven straight games in which he's accounted for multiple touchdowns. Seven straight with two or more. He has 12 touchdowns and two interceptions over his past seven games. He's added about 250 rushing yards over his past seven games. That's a challenge for an opposing defense. And the non-quantifiable stuff, things like leadership that I think Josh has shown, are apparent to me. I feel like this is a good, actually, stepping stone game for him, too, to take his confidence to the next level. And I understand that you can only play the teams that are on your schedule, but the Bills winning tomorrow would, I think, validate their record up to this point in a way that the other wins have not. I know the Cowboys are in a bit of turmoil right now, but going to Dallas, winning on Thanksgiving on national television would really put Josh and this Bills team in a different light in some people's eyes.
We're on the hotline with Field Yates, ESPN NFL insider, host of the Fantasy Focus Football podcast. I got to ask you, Field, as well, that this may be the biggest test for the Bills' defense. It's a defense that has played very well and in some ways elite. I mean, no other team in the NFL since 2017 has given up fewer passing touchdowns than this Bills' defense. And that's sprinkled in with a 6-10 season in there last year. So the Bills' defense has played stellar football. Is this going to be their biggest test, and how do you see them stacking up against this really talented Dallas offense?
Yeah, I think it really is their largest test. Now, the Cowboys are coming off of a forgettable offensive performance But there were two major reasons behind that. One, the Patriots are a phenomenal defense, and two, it was raining sideways on Sunday. It was difficult for everybody on both sides of the ball to get a grip and catch the football. So no weather issues, obviously, in Dallas, where you're playing indoors. Here's how I think the Bills stop them. Is can Tre'Davious White be like what Stephon Gilmore was on Sunday, basically an eraser? If you can play 10-on-10 football without Amari Cooper, that right there is a huge win for your defense. But the Bills, as we know, the area on defense that has been more of a concern for them is the run defense. If they can bottle up Zeke Elliott in relative terms, I don't mean 25 or 50 rushing yards. I just mean if Zeke has 175 rushing yards, you know, most cases that's going to be a winning recipe. But if he has a huge, huge day, they're a tough team to beat. They just are. If the Bills can somewhat neutralize Ezekiel Elliott, they've got a really good shot to go down there and win this game tomorrow.
It's a big week for the NFL, for football as a whole. Is this the most intriguing week in the NFL, would you say, week 13 coming up? Also, rivalry week for college football?
I'm all in, Maddie. I'm totally all in. And so everybody loves Thanksgiving for many, many reasons. It's a great opportunity to spend time with loved ones and eat a lot of food. We also have three football games tomorrow at the pro level. We've got, as you mentioned, the college football rivalry weeks, which whether you're in Ohio State, Michigan, Alabama, Auburn, whatever major college football rivalry that you enjoy watching, there's also games that, you know, they may not feature the very top teams, but like you always enjoy watching the Apple Cup between Washington and Washington State, amongst others. And then I think about like some of the Sunday action too. Sunday we have at 1 p.m. the 49ers and the Ravens, which feels to me like one of the best games of the season. And then like it just keeps getting better and better and better. Super excited about this upcoming week, and it begins in now less than 24 hours with the Bears and the Lions.
Yeah, we're with Field Yates, ESPN NFL Insider. Field, I got to ask you about the 49ers and the Ravens game. This is it a preview of the Super Bowl?
It could be. It definitely could be. It's a huge, huge task to go west to east in general. And those West Coast teams typically prefer not to play at 1 o'clock on Sunday because, you know, their body clocks are still sort of adjusting. Look at what the Raiders did this past week, laying an egg against the Jets when it was a 1 p.m. start. But the 49ers are certainly a better team than the Raiders. And it's going to be a huge test because right now there isn't a plan to stop Lamar Jackson. There is only a plan to contain Lamar Jackson. It's to make him maybe mortal. I don't know, but maybe mortal. And the 49ers have an outstanding pass rush, one of the best in the NFL. They got to find a way to put athletes on athletes and keep up with what the Ravens can do on offense. And, you know, I think the other thing about the Ravens that we've realized right now is that if you look at how they have played against teams since they've really gotten hot over the past five or so weeks, they've had one competitive game. It ended up being a 37-20 win over the Patriots, but for a while there, like going into the fourth quarter, it was close. And think about what the Patriots did that night. They had they were driving, and then Julian Edelman was stripped, and it was returned 70 yards without anybody being anywhere near Marlon Humphrey. They took a bunch of uncharacteristic penalties, whether it was pre-snap penalties specifically. You cannot beat yourself against the Ravens because they're too good. If you give them any extra opportunities, good luck, because they are going to take advantage of them. The 49ers are awesome, but they've got a really challenging two-week stretch. The Ravens and then the Saints. So that right there is about as difficult of a two-week stretch as you'll find, especially understanding that New Orleans plays on Thursday night. They've got three extra days to prepare for San Francisco on the back end.
We've also got Browns-Steelers rematch on Sunday. Now Hodges is going to start for the Steelers. Are we going to see some more drama in that game, do you think?
I tell you what, people can tell me there's not going to be drama. They can tell me that heads will prevail, cool heads will prevail, and that was so 2 weeks ago. Come on. We're all human here. We all have emotions. We all have anticipation for this game, and you can imagine that Steelers players will feel the same way because there will be those not just amongst the offensive line, but probably all over the roster that feel like their quarterback was maliciously intact. and there will be those from the Browns. We've heard how they feel about Myles Garrett. They supported the character of Myles Garrett, the kind of person he is. They have been very vocal with their appreciation for Myles Garrett as an individual. Understand what he did was wrong and silly and stupid. But it's going to be an incredible atmosphere on Sunday at Heinz Field. And, you know, I'm preparing myself for anything. Not that I'm going to be there, not that I have a real vested interest in specifically what happens other than just watching football and covering it. But you got to imagine it's going to be a really interesting atmosphere on Sunday in Pittsburgh.
We're with Field Yates, ESPN NFL Insider. I got to ask you about one thing. And the team with the best record in the leagues and are going down to Houston or playing the Houston Texans. Do you think Steph Gilmore at this point can take away the best receiver in the – I think he's one of the best, if not the best receiver in the National Football League, DeAndre Hopkins. Is Steph Gilmore and the New England Patriot defense good enough to contain Hopkins?
If there's anybody that's good enough right now, it's Stephon Gilmore. You know, I think he, Tre'Davious, maybe one, you know, maybe Jalen Ramsey are you know, they're as good as they get. But I would say just sort of start to finish, I think the season for, you know, Stephon Gilmore and Tre'Davious, those two have really shined above the rest this year amongst cornerbacks. I certainly anticipate that Gilmore will be monitoring and shadowing DeAndre Hopkins throughout the night on Sunday. Do I think he's going to have an Amari Cooper 0-for-0? No, because I just think that's really hard to do any week for DeAndre Hopkins. But I think that, you know, there are weeks where DeAndre Hopkins can go for 10 for 150 and a touchdown. This does not feel like one of those weeks. Another log to throw onto the fire for why this is such a highly anticipated weekend of football. That should be a fantastic matchup to close out the weekend on Sunday night.
One last question I got to ask you around the National Football League. Out in Seattle, they're 9-2, but their quarterback, Russell Wilson, is there anybody who is as important? Maybe Lamar Jackson is, I don't know, but is there a quarterback who is any more important to their team than Russell Wilson is to the Seattle Seahawks?
You know, I've thought about the criteria for what it means to be the NFL's most valuable player, and I think probably we understand it has sort of a narrative to it each year, right? Like, I think Lamar Jackson is not just incredibly valuable, but it's an amazing story, right? I mean, Lamar has taken the league by storm. I'm not saying Lamar is not a worthy candidate going forward, and he won't win the award. I don't have a vote myself, but he would get my vote. But I really do wonder, if you took Lamar Jackson away from the Ravens and you took Russell Wilson away from the Seahawks, which team do you give the better chance to stay competitive? And, again, Lamar is exceptional. He is my pick. But I think that, you know, Russell Wilson, his value is just unbelievably important to the Seahawks. Such a sturdy, dependable, reliable player. He would be very much on my ballot. I actually had one for the NFL MVP. What a true joy he is to watch on Sunday.
All right, Field, it's time to take advantage of your fantasy football prowess. And we're going to begin with we just have a couple of questions for you. So people are setting their rosters for the weekend. Maddie's going to read you the first question here from one of our listeners.
So Jack has a question about who he should put in his flex, Ronald Jones, Devontae Parker, or Kareem Hunt. What do you think for flex?
That's a really interesting question right there. I would go with Ronald Jones. I know that Devontae Parker has been really, really hot. The Eagles defense, though, quietly, people may not realize just how good that Eagles defense has played over their last four games. So give me Ronald Jones, who has become the starting running back for the Bucs.
All right, they got one more from Tiffany. Do I go with my heart and play Josh Allen, or Mahomes? 6 points for a TD pass. I need one more win to make the playoffs. Thanks. Here we go. Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes?
I was just going to say, go with your heart because it's fantasy football, and that's what you should be emotionally invested in if you want to be. But Patrick Mahomes against a really, really bad Raider secondary, that's a tough one to say no to. I would go with Patrick Mahomes on Sunday.
Field Yates telling all the fantasy football players out there to go with your heart, not with your head. That's what fantasy football is all about. Field, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
Guys, happy Thanksgiving. Maddie doing a great job filling in for Murph.
Thank you.
Like I said, looking forward to what's ahead for you. I think you a gold jacket belongs in your future.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah. Thanks. I appreciate it. Phil, thanks for coming on. We're going to be take a break, and we're going to come back when one more on One Bills Live. We've got Ed Werder coming up from Dallas. We've got Ryan Kelly, who produced The Football Life of Bruce Smith. Stay with us. We're from we're One Bills Drive. This is One Bills Live from Seneca Studios in Orchard Park. This is Buffalo Bills Radio.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back to One Bills Live. Steve Tasker along with Matty Glab. The Buffalo Bills are in transit to Dallas for their Thanksgiving game there against the Cowboys tomorrow. Matty Glab is sitting in for Murph. Glad you're here, right? How's the show going so far except for my ineptitude about the Twitter poll?
Oh, stop.
I've messed up like four times
you
already.
You are killing it, Steve.
I'm killing it.
You're doing a great
I'm
job.
I'm killing the show.
No, never.
Yeah, that's
uh-uh.
All right, though. Mm-mm. We had Field Yates on at 12:30 talking about the Buffalo Bills and going down there. There really does seem to be an added level of controversy surrounding this Cowboys team mm-hmm. coming into this game.
Yeah, just with everything Jerry Jones has said about the coaching staff, and he's GM and owner, so of course he's saying those things about the coaching staff, and rightfully so if he feels that way, that you've got all this talent on this team and they have not produced the way that he's wanted them to produce.
I don't know whether it's a good thing or a bad thing for the Bills, though. I've seen it work both ways, where yeah. the team's like, yeah, I'm kind of ready for a new head coach.
Mm-hmm.
Or, man, come on, let's go. You know, we got enough guys here. Let's go. Let's get it done. You know, let's make it happen. And so I don't know which team we're going to get. I imagine they're going to be really highly motivated on a Thanksgiving day.
I'd say so. Thanksgiving day, they have their record on Thanksgiving is pretty good. They definitely have more wins than losses on Thanksgiving. Bills haven't played on Thanksgiving since 1994, since the game that you were in it.
Right.
But again, I'll say it again. I woke up feeling good about this game. So.
All right. Well, you said I was killing it. Shall we like spread our wings a little bit and try and take a phone call?
Let's fly.
All right, you asked for it. All right, there we go. Dave from Buffalo has been on for like pushing a half an hour here. Let me see if I can play. Dave, you're on the air with Steve and Maddie. What's going on? What are you thankful for this Buffalo Bills team?
Well, I want to respond to that and ask you guys a question. I would like both your inputs on that. I'm most thankful for Josh Allen's progression.
That's good.
Pretty good answer.
That's good. I get it.
My question to you both is, with the Bills traveling, that gives the Cowboys, I would say, an extra day of practice, right? How much do you think you guys think that'll have an effect? Is that a huge advantage, or do you think they just can do like a walkthrough because they had a short week as well? Like you both input on that, and I'll hang up and listen to your stuff.
It's an interesting question. Thanks for call, Dave. I appreciate it. It's an interesting question because it depends on how they use the time that they get. Now, mm-hmm. Like the Bills were in here this morning walking through, doing some stuff, special team stuff, walking through stuff, you know, practicing. And it'll be interesting to see what do the Dallas Cowboys do. Is it just their schedule's a little different? Certainly the Bills can do some things or give their players things to do on the plane to prepare for the game. They can watch film on their surfaces. They can, you know, they can get ready that way, no question about it. I think the real question is about this game. Is your recovery from the last game.
Yeah.
That's a big issue. Certainly the Cowboys can get treatment at a time when the Bills are traveling to and from the airport and in transit, and, you know, they're not going to get massages on the jet, you know. I think that's the biggest issue is will it help them recover being on the ground? The preparation, I think, is about a push maybe. Maybe there is some advantage to being at home.
Yeah, and they're used to playing these Thanksgiving games. The Bills and this, the makeup of this roster,
they know their routine better.
Yeah. Josh Allen, second-year quarterback, his first Thursday game, his first Thanksgiving game.
No, they played Thursday night last year.
So first Thanksgiving game.
Right.
A pretty big deal. But Josh talked about being healthy and having that rest time yesterday when he was available to the media. And he said, really, the big thing about the short week is just making sure we have our rest time and making sure that we are not sore going into this Thursday night game.
Right.
Making sure that they're in that training room as much as they could be in the last 2 days. It's really crazy to think that they had Monday, Tuesday, and today is Wednesday, and they're already gone. That is such a short week. But Coach McDermott said that the staff has been putting in the extra hours. You got to believe these players and this coaching staff were in here much more than they have been on Mondays and Tuesdays for a regular week, because Tuesday's usually their off day.
Right. And you kind of worry about two things. Really, in a case like this, you worry about the veterans, the guys who have got a lot of miles on their chassis, guys like Frank Gore and Lorenzo Alexander, Steven Hauschka, the kicker, all these guys that have been around for a long time who take a beating, Lorenzo in particular, and Frank Gore. You don't bounce back when you're 35. You know, when you're 23, you're ready to play on Tuesday or Wednesday, right? I mean, you just bounce back because you just don't it just doesn't have that effect on you, but it takes longer to recover the deeper into your career you
get. Yeah, and I think you lean on these veterans in games like this to be able to help you from a mental standpoint. I think they have some strong enough veteran leadership in that locker room to help the rookies, to help the younger guys who are playing on a really big stage tomorrow. And I think that's going to play big into this matchup too.
All right, let's take one more call before the top of the hour from Tommy in D.C. Tommy, you're on the air with Steve Tasker and Matty Glab. What's on your mind?
Well, guys, wanted to first off say what I'm thankful for. This show being on a podcast gives me the option to listen most times in the mornings when I'm on my way to work, so thanks for that.
You bet.
Thankful for Matty being a part of the Bills family. Welcome.
Aw, thank you.
And I am thankful that our front office, for the first time in what seems like 20 years, has a direction. There's a goal. There's a clear, clear goal in sight, and I feel like we're so close to it. And that is such a great feeling for someone who's been rooting for this team ever since they were a little kid. It's just so great to see that, guys, finally, I feel like we have a regime in place that has us pointing in the right direction. It may take some patience. It may not happen as fast as we all want it to, but it's coming.
Well, I appreciate that. Tommy, you got anything else about this game you want to talk about?
Oh, man, you brought up that, Matty brought up the last time they played Thanksgiving. That was the Dave Craig game. What, he only threw like 3 incompletions, I think, in that game. Hopefully we don't see another performance from an opposing quarterback like that on Thursday. I'm just happy, you know, get to wear my Bills jersey all day tomorrow while we're getting ready to eat and then sit down and watch it. It's such a cool thing, man. It's like what was said on the show yesterday. This could be their coming out party, and I'm pumped up for it.
All right, I appreciate it. Thanks for calling, Tommy. Appreciate it. We're going to take a break now. We're going to come back with Ed Werder from Dallas, ESPN Dallas NFL reporter. He's been with ESPN since 1998, covered the Cowboys for going on 3 decades. This is a guy that really knows his way around. You know him as well, Ed Werder from ESPN. You're going to take a break. We'll be back at the top of the hour with a sports update and more about the Buffalo Bills in Dallas. This is One Bills Live presented by Kaleida Health Live from the Seneca Studio. Nothing comes close.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.